A two, Bill Barr. Now the Attorney General sticks the knife. In fact, he digs the knife into Trump's back, giving an interview to the Associated Press where he said, according to him, he has not seen any voter fraud sufficient enough to alter or overturn the 2020 election outcome. This is clearly a betrayal of the president, and he is throwing the president and his entire legal team under the bus. And Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, the two leaders of Trump's legal team, issued a statement almost immediately saying, with all due respect to the Attorney General, he hasn't even done a semblance of an investigation into all of the voter fraud that they have uncovered in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Nevada, in Arizona, in Michigan, in Wisconsin. None. In fact, witness after witness after witness has now come out, personal eyewitness testimony, affidavits signed under the penalty of perjury, meaning if they're all lying, these hundreds and hundreds of witnesses, they will go to jail. All of them expressing and exposing all of the voter fraud that they personally witnessed. For example, Melissa Carone, C-A-R-O-N-E, remember that name? She was a Dominion IT contractor. Testified yesterday in Michigan in front of the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee, and to the stunned audience in the room, especially the lawmakers who could not believe what was coming out of her mouth, she said that she personally saw Dominion voting machines tabulating votes inside the Department of Elections, which is completely and utterly illegal. Moreover, she personally witnessed ballots being scanned, Biden ballots being scanned 8, 10, 12 times, meaning one vote was counted as 8 or 10 or 12 votes. It went on and on and on. Another Michigan postal worker came out and said that he personally saw numerous ballots being illegally backdated. Another poll watcher came out and said that he personally witnessed the illegal ballot dump of thousands of ballots at 4 a.m. in Detroit. Where was Bill Barr? Nowhere. And what was most shocking of all of them said they contacted the FBI, they contacted the DOJ. So far, nothing. Not one FBI agent has knocked on the door. Not one FBI agent has called them, emailed them, texted them. No. There's plenty of evidence of widespread voter fraud. But there's no evidence unless you want to look for the evidence. And Bill Barr doesn't want to look for the evidence, because ultimately, my friends, he is another swamp creature, a card-carrying rat of the swamp. This is the same man who we now see in retrospect did nothing regarding Comey, McCabe, Peter Strzok, all of the crimes that were committed by the FBI, by the deep state, when they launched the Russia collusion hoax and the attempted coup against the president. He did nothing because he wanted to do nothing. When it came to John Durham and his investigation, the same thing. They accomplished and achieved nothing. It was all smoke and mirrors. Bill Barr's goal from the beginning was not to help the president or to uncover the truth. It was to stonewall and subvert the president from within. He is a deep state fixer and a fifth columnist who now has shown the entire world who he truly is. My friends, his name is now mud, and he has shamed himself for all eternity. He could have done the right thing. He could have done the American thing. He could have done, said the truth, the moral thing, and said there was massive, rampant voter fraud, and the DOJ will investigate and prosecute. Instead, he punted. He is a gutless, yellow-livered coward. He is a Judas Republican. And if I were the president, I would fire his ass yesterday.